Hello, my name is Steve Elzing again. We're in the pre-marriage coaching badge class. Last time we looked at how a couple is connected permanently. The question, why do you think your marriage is going to last when so many of them don't? And the answer is, of course, commitment to each other is based on your commitment to Christ. So there has to be a connection to Christ to begin with. And we'll talk more about how to help a couple grow spiritually together in another session. What I want to talk about in this second connection is how a couple is connected playfully. Playfully. God has created us to have fun. When you look at people out in public, if you see two people talking, within 2 or 3 minutes somebody is laughing about something. A couple that plays together stays together. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 8, enjoy life with your wife whom you love. Enjoy life with your wife. Questions. So, again, in the book, all the questions are written out here. And what you want to do is get each person, the girl, the guy, each one to answer these questions first separately before looking at them together. So, question number one, how does the theory of opposites attract hinder your playing time together? So, not everything about a couple is opposite, but a lot of things are. We're attracted to someone often who's different than we are. We like to get up early. The other person likes to get up late. One person likes sports. Another person likes some other hobby. So if you look at your relationship, so what you're asking the young couple to do, or the older couple, whoever's getting married, what you're asking them to do is to sort of think about how they're opposite and how sometimes that makes it hard to connect in terms of shared interest. Number two, how could the fact that opposites attract help you both explore new things? So now you want them writing down some things, okay, we're opposite in this. You have this interest, I have that interest. But that might actually help us, expand our horizons. God brings opposites together sometimes, not just to make it difficult, but to help each person expand their horizons on other opportunities. Number three, what might be some of these new things that you could do together? So again, each individual is doing this on their own. So each one has to think about, okay, he's into that, so, could I join in that? My wife is into bird watching, so how might I join her in that? Now, I'm not going to be the fanatic that she is, but where could we connect on this? Music is a thing that my wife and I share. So there's some shared things. There's also some opportunities where I can learn to enjoy some of the things that she likes and vice versa. Questions. And now you're coming. Now the couple is coming together. Check out each other's answer from part one. What stands out to you as positive, as negative, as both? So now you're looking at each other's answers. What did you say? We're opposite. How is that a problem? And he says one thing, she says another, and now we sort of compare notes. Number two, what interests do you currently share together? So now you're trying to answer this together. What are you doing together? What hobbies do you have together? What do you both like doing? Going for a walk at night, or sitting down and, coloring, or drawing, or doing some art, or doing some craft, or doing a particular sport. My wife, I'm into pickleball, and so once in a while she'll join with me, and she's, sort of working at it. Number three, how would you rate your playtime? And you could have each one do it separately and then share, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being awesome. How would you rate it? I mean, do you do things together? Do you have fun doing these things together? Number four, how might you improve your playtime? What could you do? Okay, it is what it is right now, but are there some things that you could do to make it better? Okay, then, so after, you know, talking with this, I have a closing prayer. It's all right here in the book. And what I'm trying to do with this closing prayer is, you know, it's a nice way to end our time together, but it's also a good way to help a couple start learning how to pray with each other. That's going to come in the lesson where we talk about spirituality, but I want to model right from the very beginning that learning how to pray with one another, because there's a saying, you know, I made up the saying, a couple that plays together stays together. The real way that goes is a couple that prays together stays together. And they've done some studies, at least in the United States, the divorce rate among Christians is almost the same as the divorce rate among non-Christians, except for Christians that pray together. The divorce rate goes down to like 0.5% for those that pray together. So this is a key habit that a couple needs to incorporate into their marriage. So it's all written out together. So, you know, the couple says these words together: Lord, thank you for bringing us together. Then the husband or the, you know, the fiancé, I thank you, God, for, you know, this person, you know, Helen or whatever the lady's name is, for her passion for the things she likes to do. I confess I've not always taken an interest in her interests. The wife or the fiancé, potential wife, I thank God for, you know, Bob, for his passion for the things he likes to do. I confess I've not always taken an interest in his interests. And then they pray together, help us, Lord, to spend time together in playful fun, enjoyable activities that we can share together. Amen. Okay, now, if you're doing this study with a group, there's questions for the group. Number one, what is one thing regarding play that the ladies would like to share with the whole group? So if you're doing it in a retreat setting, you first have the ladies meet together and go over the material and answer the questions and discuss it among themselves. And that's really helpful. It's really helpful to get a bunch of ladies talking about this. What is the one thing regarding play that the men would like to share with the whole group? So now, you know, the ladies have met and talked about it. The men have met and talked about it among themselves. Now, what is the upshot of what the women think? What is the upshot of what the men think? Number three, what is one thing regarding play that any couple would like to share with the whole group? So now all the couples are there together in this whole arena of play. Is there anything that anyone would like to share? And finally, number four, what are some ideas to improve couples' playtime? So if you're doing it at a retreat setting or you're doing it in a Bible study setting, then this is a great time for all the couples to brainstorm, like, what are the things that couples could do? And so you know, the benefit of that is you have a lot of ideas generated from a lot of different people. And one couple is doing something, and when they hear about it, another couple goes, oh, you know, maybe we could do that too. So this session really is about helping a couple think about their fun together. You know, when a couple is dating, they work hard at fun, okay? And then people get married, and a couple years later, the fun drops out of it. You start having children, there's work, there's many things to do, always behind, a house to take care of, all these issues that happen in a marriage that you don't have in the dating process. And a lot of the fun goes out the door. So to establish a fun pattern, like, you know, being playful with one another, God created us you know, to have fun, to enjoy one another. Joy is one of the gifts that God gives us. It's one of the benefits of marriage. But we have to work at it. We have to think about it. And why not start off the marriage on the right foot? So getting the couple to think about their playing time together.